Dr. John Massoff of Johns Hopkins University describes low vision as chronic disabling visual impairment that cannot be corrected with glasses, contact lenses, or medical or surgical treatment. But low vision technology has come a long way. Saturday's Low Vision Expo offers in one place new information and technologies that can help people who have given up favorite hobbies or activities. Dr. Sandra Fox, Assistant Professor of Ophthalmology at the UT Health Science Center, says a low vision exam is different than a regular eye exam.
It's a very functional approach. What kind of vision do you have that we can use? What's your peripheral vision like? What is your color vision like? Your contrast sensitivity?
Fox says a low vision therapist can help patients find the right tools, lighting, and working distance to see better for the hobbies or tasks they want to perform.
In the case of macular degeneration, patients can have a blind spot right in the center of their vision. So we do something called eccentric viewing training, where the occupational therapist teaches them how to move their eyes in a certain position to move that blind spot out of the way.
The Low Vision Expo Saturday features presentations by low vision experts from the Region 20 Education Service Center. The event opens at 9 a.m. at the Colonial Hills Methodist Church. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.